Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show in hour number two. As promised, it is time for a book review in our next segment and a big season for the Toronto Blue Jays as they are in their 40th season of professional baseball. And since they joined the league, they have certainly experienced the full spectrum of success from the typical lows of expansion, growing up in the shadow of a storied division with rivals in the Yankees and the Red Sox. And of course, we will never forget the ultimate high of back-to-back World Series in 92 and 93. The Blue Jays have contributed a great deal to the history of the game. I am looking so forward to this interview. Up next right here at YSR, we have invited veteran sports writer Shai Duvidee, who is with us, and he's going to talk about his brand new book that is out, Toronto Blue Jays and the Big 50. Congratulations on the book, and welcome in to Yahoo Sports Radio on this Friday.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, Shai, let's talk about the Toronto Blue Jays, because currently they are third in the American League East right now, and we are quickly approaching, before you know it, the midpoint of the season is going to be here. What are your thoughts on how everything has played out up to this point?
Well, they've managed to have a pretty successful run, and they're right in the thick of things, but the route that they've gotten there probably is well outside of people's expectations. Everyone thought that their bullpen was going to be all right, their offense was going to be tremendous, and the starting rotation was going to be a trouble spot. And it's really the starting rotation that's carried them in large measure to this point. The offense has awoken up the past month or so, but it really slumped badly, especially by their standards, in the first 2 months of the season. And the bullpen has stabilized of late, but has been a trouble spot really from the get-go. And so, the Blue Jays, in a lot of ways, in spite of themselves, are right in contention, and they've only really started to turn the corner probably here in June. And once they really start rolling, the thinking is their best baseball is ahead of them.
Shai Duvidee is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's a baseball columnist. He's also a television analyst with Sportsnet in Toronto, covering his Blue Jays. It's interesting because when you look at entering into the 2016 season, there were higher expectations as the Blue Jays captured the AL East title and made the playoffs for the first time in 22 seasons. It was a breakthrough season, and the bar was set much higher. What were your projections? You're close with the team. I mean, what were your projections coming into this year?
I thought that they had a pretty good chance to repeat as American League East champions. I think the three teams that are right at the top of the division right now, the Red Sox and the Orioles, they're in some way, they have a lot of similarities. They all boast tremendous offenses. They're all pretty good defensive clubs, and they each have, although different issues within their pitching staff. And so I thought the Blue Jays had as good a chance as any of the other teams to emerge as division champions, and I still think that. But really, at this point, it's going to come down to the attrition and which team's able to stay healthiest, and maybe which team's able to make the right adds come the trade deadline. Because we saw what that did for the Blue Jays last year. And, Dave Dombrowski is running the Red Sox now, and he's always been very aggressive in helping his team. So a lot of people are expecting the Red Sox to really make some impact adds and perhaps push that team over the edge.
Can the Blue Jays get back to having, like they did last year, that record-setting season at the plate last year? They lit it up.
To expect them to put up that many runs again and, to outdo the rest of baseball by 127 runs, that was probably too much to ask. I mean, you had a lot of guys who had real career seasons, mm-hmm. or seasons that are right towards their peak performance levels. So it's reasonable to expect some sort of drop off. That being said, now that Michael Saunders is going and he's really been a tremendous addition in their lineup. Edwin Encarnacion's heating up. Josh Donaldson's been good of late. Jose Bautista is on the disabled list right now, but once he returns, he's going to be a factor too. I mean, they can still be an elite premium offense. And even as they are right now, they're still among the better offensive teams in baseball. So I don't know that they're going to be quite as productive as they were last year, but given the way their starting rotation has performed to this point, they don't have to be.
We are shining the spotlight on the Toronto Blue Jays, also talking about the brand new book, Toronto Blue Jays and the Big 50, with author, baseball columnist, and television analyst with Sportsnet in Toronto, Shai Duvidet. How much of a drop-off offensively are you talking about in terms of just their output this year at the plate?
Well, I mean, their OPS in the first 2 months of the season was somewhere in the low 700s, and that's not
wow.
This team. I mean, they've been in the high 800s so far this month,
uh-huh.
And that's more along their lines, and that's going to normalize over the course of the season. But you know, I don't think that they scored about 900 runs last year, and to say they were going to do that again in this era, That's a lot to ask of any team. I mean, this should still be an 800-plus run club. This should still be among the top three teams in the American League in run production. And by the time all said and done, and I expect it to be. But again, they were just so off the charts last year. I mean, the run differential that they had was just absurd in a lot of ways. And they played like that. And once they fortified a couple of their foundational issues last year, they really took off with that 41 and 41-17, 41-18 run to close out the year. So that's the potential here. But again, that's a really high ceiling. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to quite reach it the same way again.
You know, Shai, we're wrapping up the month of June. It'll be over before you know it. I mean, where are you seeing them in terms of, are you seeing some progress and they're starting to do a better job?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, you know, they really took off at the towards late May-ish when Jose Bautista and a few of the other players came. Manager John Gibbons had a few ideas for the batting order. Bautista moved from his traditional three spot to the leadoff role,
mm-hmm.
And so they could have Bautista, Donaldson, and Encarnacion 1-2-3 in the lineup, and that really changed the way pitchers were approaching them. And once that happened, the offense started making a little bit, some gains, started delivering the type of production that was more expected of them. And they've been better since, the return of Devin Travis off from the disabled list, even though he went through a bit of a dry spell, which he seems to be emerging from now. That's helped too, and helped deepen the lineup. So offensively, they're close or much closer to where they should be. The bullpen is the other area where, they've really needed to make some improvements, and some guys have gotten better. The addition of Jason Grilley has been actually pivotal because it gave them a bit more depth in that seventh, eighth inning, and he's really emerged as a key setup guy. It's allowed Gavin Floyd, Joe Biagini, and Jesse Chavez to slot into roles that they're more suited for. So the bullpen has gotten better. Drew Storen, who was expected to be a key eighth inning guy, and hasn't been that to this point, but he's showing signs of turning the corner, and those things are important because they're going to need all those things to play out correctly for them in order to stay to catch Boston and send off Baltimore. So that's the way they've been trending. But there's still some work to do for the Blue Jays on both fronts.
You know, it's interesting. A moment ago, you had mentioned Jose Bautista. What is the value of him? I mean, is he on the decline? And are the chances of a five-year contract, is that diminishing?
It's an interesting question. I think whenever a player gets injured, there's always this reactionary knee-jerk motion to think, this guy's not good anymore. This guy's too injury-prone. And he suffered a freak injury making a hustle play in the outfield, and you have to appreciate that about him. And it takes a lot to get him out of the lineup. He plays through a lot of pain. He plays through a lot of different injuries. So you know that what he's dealing with is fairly serious. Now, is his value in decline? I'm not certain it's in decline because he's still a very good offensive performer. And those are a rare commodity in baseball these days.
We are shining the spotlight on the Toronto Blue Jays with Shai Duvidet. Stick around, much more straight ahead in our conversation after this quick timeout.